Students in fourth grade at Crystal River Elementary School wrote these This I Believe essays to share with the community. Please enjoy.
My name is Charlie. I believe that sports can help bring people together. Some people may think that sports are just for getting fit and competition, but I feel like it is more for making friends and bringing people together to have fun. You can be competitive if you want, but then you get mad at the other team and the other team gets mad at you. Whoosh, I ran to the field as fast as I could run. It felt like I was a bird soaring above the clouds. I was so excited to play another game of lacrosse. The first game we played, we lost 2-3. The second game, we lost 3-5. And the third game, well, we lost 3-6. But our team still wasn't used to each other, and it was only our fourth game together. But still, I was determined we were going to win this game. As I ran across the mossy dirt on the field, I heard something. It was Henry. He ran up to me gasping and mumbling something under his breath. I stopped running and turned around only to see him on his knees. "What happened?" I said in a leisurely tone. I can't play goalie. I just can't." "Why?" I asked, now in a scared tone. "I just don't want to," he said. "It's okay," I told him. "We'll figure it out." When I got to the field, it was time to warm up. I almost told coach I wanted to play attack, but I didn't. I remembered Henry and the goalie deal. I ran to coach and told him, "I'll play goalie. Do you know how?" coach asked. "Sure I do," I told him. "Then get suited up," he replied. I ran to the bag and got all of the pads on. Coach taught me everything, how to save it in the air, how to save a ground ball, and much more. We did our team chant. Then we all ran onto the field, and the fans started cheering for us. I got to the goal and tried to remember what coach taught me. Would I be able to do this? I thought. Tweet! The whistle blew and the face-off started. My team scooped up the ball and ran to the goal. They passed a couple of times, then shot. Swoosh! I could hear the ball flying into the net. Goal! We scored! The defenders for my team ran up and we chest bumped. That happened one more time. Tweet, swoosh, bump. It was awesome, even though I didn't do anything. Then the tides changed. The other team got the ball and ran it down to our goal. They passed to the corner, then back to the middle, then the shot. I saw the ball flying at me 100 miles a minute. I put my stick up, closed my eyes, and prayed that I'd catch the ball. When I opened my eyes, the team was cheering. I looked in the pocket of my stick, and there it was, a white, round lacrosse ball. I had done it. I had saved the shot. The next time out, my whole team crowded around me to congratulate me. They told me all of these good things, like, "Good job, nice work." I felt so good. After that, I was on a roll. I had stopped 15 shots and no goals. Tweet! Woohoo! It was the end of the game and we won 4-3. My whole team came in dogpiled on top of me. I was on top of the world. I love my friends so much. Then I started to cry. Not a sad cry, but a cry of overwhelming joy. All of the parents were cheering for us, and I loved it. I hope that this would happen again. This is just one of many times that this belief has affected me and other people. I remember when I played coach pitch baseball and I hit a triple and my team was cheering for me. I remember when I was 8 and I scored 6 goals in one lacrosse game. I remember when I was playing kickball and I got an RBI single and my whole team was so happy for me. So what do you think? Are you going to be one of those people who just plays sports for competition and fitness? Or are you going to be like me and just do it for friends and fun? This, I believe.
This has been a collaboration between Crystal River Elementary School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK.